again, we're discussing basically the fundamental difference between Basar V'Cholav and Shaar Yisurim with regards to the notion of Bittul, and we suggest, at least according to some, we have Rais or some, even some Rishonim, although we pointed out that disagree, that Bittul by Basar V'Cholav is not the same as Bittul by other things, and by Basar V'Cholav is not Bittul in the sense of one thing knocking out another. Bittul usually means there's a conflict, let's say, between this and Heter, so one overwhelms the other, and the other one becomes like it's not there. But that's not the case in Basar V'Cholav, because again, there's no Isser and Heter, they're both Mutter, and it's all in the combination, it's also, so we're saying that the combination didn't get off the ground. If, up to a certain point, the combination never became Basar V'Cholav, it's on the Raisa level. So we mentioned, we brought up in this connection, we mentioned a couple of things. We brought up the issue of the of a Keva, right? We had a statement from, we saw it in the end of the previous year, two shiurim ago actually. So we discussed the situation of Shishim, right? That Shishim is a din and bittul. We saw the Rashi. Rashi seemed the Rashi in Chulin and of Tzarichez, where Rashi seems to say that even if you don't feel tam, you still need Shishim. Even if there's no tam, you still need Shishim. On the other hand, if you have Shishim but there's still tam, then you know, we do consider tam. Okay, so we saw that. And now we use that to explain, the Prima Gadim says that's what Choshish for when it comes to Shishim, so we use that to explain why Ramon, one place, didn't pipe up and say that we don't rely on Tom, because in this case, Tom is significant. Okay. And then we brought up also the issue of Keva and Kachal, right? The Keva is when a person uses the Keva, the stomach of an animal, which secretes this enzyme called venet, that's how you make cheese. So you throw the Keva into this vat of milk, and that's going to act on this milk to make it into cheese. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that you're not allowed to use Keva of a nevelim, right? That was in the previous packet. And Avodah Zarah Lamed Hamad Aleph, that we have Isser Minazakum, because Rechoshish, maybe they used Mamidim or Kevis Nevelis. Everybody, yes, what do you mean or Kevis Nevelis? You're worried about the nevela flavor impacting the milk? What about or Kevis Sherets? Question of Bosmacholo, and so on. And say, no, because that would only be a Drabanan problem to begin with, because it's not hot. There's no chance of flavor through heat. So there are Pishal Sotara. Nikomar was looking for some of the explanation why it would even be a problem on a Doraisa level. And we saw the Ran over there on the Avodah Zarah, and Dafyud Gimel, which was again a source 48 in the previous packet. The Ran had an expression that, haiba ape koi. In other words, so the rule is that even as, why are we worried about any cave, even a cave in a veil, and a lot of milk? Why don't you say it's shishim? Right? I'm just saying it's shishim, it's possible shishim. So it should be the same issue. So no, because we have a rule that a davar mamid is not batal. The whole purpose of putting this kaver in, you can't say batal. Batal means we disregard it. What do you mean disregard it? The whole reason you put it in is because you need it to act, need those enzymes in the kaver to act on the milk to curdle it into cheese. So you can't say it's batal. Davar mamid, I feel bad about batal. I don't want to batal. So, but by Basar V'Cholav, with the issues in the Sinas Tam, right, then we'll say, no, Ha'ilachu Dekai, Ha'ilachu Dekai, right? Therefore, there's no Isser. And we saw, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch in our Siman, the end of Siman Pei Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch said, Tzifiyud Aleph, that if you had Gvina with Or Kevis Kshera, so then you have to figure out, was this Taka Tam or not? Now you would have expected the Ramah there to say, yeah, but we don't rely on that. I'm sorry, it says Tam, okay, and therefore you should have somebody should taste it, right? That's what the Mechaber says, but the Ramah you would expect to say, we don't rely on that. You know, we have Shishim. So, that was one of the questions that we raised. And so just to look at the fifth source we started last time, again, it's in Pei Zayin, Sifyud Aleph. So it says in Yesh Bo Tam Boso, this is back in source one, we'll just go over quickly. Im Hamid Gvida Bo Orkevis Kshere, Yesh Bo Tam Boso, so Rabbi Vlav Muteres. Okay, again, the issue is Tam. And that's by a behemoth, that's by a Kevis Behemoth Shkuta, Behemoth Kshere. Shulchan Aruch says if it's a behemoth tomato, or if it's a Kevis Nevela, a trefa, whatever it is, so then it's also a kosher because it's a Dabar Amamid. Dabar Amamid is the Philbel of Loboto. So the question is, why didn't the Ramah say over here, well, we don't rely on Tam? Even by Or Kevis Kshere, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Hemet Gvinibor, Kevis Kshere, Yesh Bo Tam Basar, Sarulav Muteres. Right? The issue is Tam. So the Shach says he's a katan lamedalin. So it's number two. Yeah, that's what he means, right? In a chanami, he says the Shach says, "Aval anan kamal and there was not tinus gomer kachamim." Okay, like the Shulchan Aruch says later, it's in Tzav Tariches. Other places, the Rambam writes that. So he doesn't say it over here, but that's what he means. The problem is he didn't say it. Right, that was the problem. He didn't say it over here by Siman Tzari, Siman Peizayin Sifid Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says it depends on Tam. Again, Hamid Gvina Bor Kevus Shiriz, it's a matter of Tam. And the Ramo should have said, but we don't rely on Tam, so you should need Shishim. So the Shah said, that's what it means, right? Anan Kamal, there was some Chira, that he was overcoming, like the Ramo said elsewhere. Say, he relied on what he said elsewhere. Okay. But Rekiva Eger sent us to look into the situation of Kachal. Okay, Rekiva Eger, and that's Sif, and Sif Peizayin, Sif Yud Aleph, on the Shach, and Sif Kot Lamedal, so it's number four. Rekiva Eger tells you, it brings up the Kachal situation. It tells you to start, look Vaita, when it talks about Kachal. Okay? What's going on with Kachal? So again, we explain the Kachal is the udder that has milk inside of it. However, it's not really milk because it never came out, as opposed to the case with the keva. The keva, if there's any milk inside the keva, that's the milk that the animal drank. So it was regular milk and went to the keva. And certainly, if you throw in the keva into vatted milk, that's regular milk. But in the kachal case, it's not regular milk because it never came out. So it's not called chalev imo. Okay, Aaron, so somebody asked yesterday, is it considered, the U.S. right, is it considered chalev for a purpose like a machshirin? Actually, I don't know. My gut is yeah, but I didn't get a chance to look. I'm sorry. But anyway, but certainly it's not chalevimo. So therefore, it's not chalev d'arayis. It's chalev d'rabbanon, which is Rashi says lav chalev mikri. Right? It's not considered the chalev. And again, but the basic will be the d'rabbanon. But it's not considered the chalev. So that's the situation with the kachal. And the Gemara mentions an interesting thing. If the kachal, if it gets mixed up in a pot, so the kachal, which is meat, the kachal is the other, it's part of the meat, so and there's some milk there inside, okay, so as long as you have shishim against the milk, and the kachal itself is cheshbon as part of the meat against the milk. That's the din, okay? Kachal, the shishim, kachal, and aminyan. Unlike gid, unlike certain other things, but kachal, that's the Gemara inside his Ayin Beis, source number 9. It says kachal b'shishim and kachal min aminyan. Okay, so lamaisi, you don't really need shishim, you need 59, right? You need 59 against the kachal. Alright, that's what the Gemara says. So the question is, and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi, so you follow the Siman of Kachal, says that the Kachal is osmin divrei sofrim, shein bo osmin ismashmi kol shchuto osmin haTorah. Okay, and then they're supposed to cut it open and then get it out and so on and so forth. Okay, but Misharos of Mishishim Kachal min aminyan. So look at fourth line of 11. Ketzed Mhoya Hakolim Kachal Kol Mishishim Kachal Kachal Oser Mishar Muter. Okay, Mhoya Pachos Mishishim Kachal Oser. All right, the Kachal counts. Even though the Kachal is Oser, the Kachal itself is going to be Oser because it's not. The Kachal is mixed with milk. So Midarbona the Kachal, even though it's not really milk, the rice, but it's enough milk. You're not going to have 60 in the Kachal against the milk. So the Kachal itself is Oser, but in a mixture, the Kachal can count towards all the meat that's mevatel the milk. Okay, so the kachal counts. The question is now, okay, this kachal is osur. And now let's say the kachal gets mixed in with other stuff a second time. Let's say it wasn't enough in the first mixture, okay? There wasn't enough. So nafal gder acheres. So then, it asks, then you're going to need shishim. Then but the Shulchan Aruch rules, u'misharin b'shishim kivah rishona. And of the second mixture, the kachal counts again towards the meat. And the Ramah says not true. The Ramah says, Yishomadim kachal, im nofot chilek, der she'im basamach, benesar kachal. Okay, fell into a mixture that didn't have enough. Okay, there wasn't enough to move out till the milk, so the kachal is also benesar kachal. Im nofot lachar kachal, there are cheres, ena kachal, and zarf l'shishim, v'cheinikr. He follows again with the cases. You have the kachal with the milk, so it fell into a mixture, and it wasn't enough. There wasn't enough to move out till the milk, so now this whole kachal is also. Yeah, so now this kachal falls into a different kedera. So here you're going to need, so says the Rambam, the full shishim, not going to get away with 59. Right? And the Taz pointed out this is actually a machlokas rishonim. Okay, the machlokas rishonim, machlokas rashbo and the ra'ov in the Taras Habayis, Bayis Aruch, Bayis Dalot Shar Aleph, right? The 13, the rashbo writes, again, the Taz is in Sukkot and Dalot. He points out it's a machlokas rishonim. Okay? Just to explain it, what's this? I'll explain now. The Rashba says, you don't have 59. Again, the kachal counts. In the first mixture. The kachal counts as one, so therefore you can get only 59, not really 60, because the kachal counts. Okay, but if you don't have it, so now the kachal becomes also else what? The basar chalav. Because of basar chalav, right? Because it was not, nothing was mevatel. Right?
So you lose the kachal.
Say it again?
So you lose the kachal as part of
it. So it loses the dentative kachal, that's the shita rashba. And therefore now, before it's nasis nevela, the kachal is nasis nevela. Nevela simply means, in this case, non-kosher. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't get it. We have the term chaticha nas nevela. I think I explained it to you. It doesn't mean it's a nevela in the classic sense of nevela and animals are shechted properly. It means like we use the slang, non-kosher. We say things today, a treif. They're not treif necessarily, you know, whatever. You're not going to have treif, whatever, treif candy, whatever. It's not treif in the class. We use the slang. We say something non-kosher is treif. So they use nevela in the same way. So this became nevela. And so therefore, the second time, why? Because whatever kula the Gemara had, for whatever the reason, the Gemara Kulan on the Fatsadi's Anarei says, kachal b'shishim kachal b'namini. We have a kula, then the kachal itself counts. But that's when it's called kachal. It's all it is a kachal. Right? It's an udder that has milk in it, but it's not a chalos of basar cholav at that point. Okay, but once it becomes, you know, with mixed with other stuff, and it's not, there's no bittul, so now it becomes a chetz of basar cholav, it's not no longer called a kachal. Whatever cool. That's again, that's the chaticha nas nevela. The Ra'o disagrees. The Ra'o nevedech ber says ain't an achon. And he says that there's no reason to be machmer more the second time than the first time. So the bottom line is, again, according to Rashbo, if kachal falls into a mixture, it's mitzarev, but it is mitzarev, but if not, then the kachal becomes basar cholav. And the Ra'ah disagrees, and then the Taz at the end of that Sukkot in 12, Sukkot in Dalet, points out that the Rambam agrees with the Ra'ah. The Rambam also agrees that the second time it's Bas V'Cholav, and it doesn't become Bas V'Cholav, it still remains Kachal. What's the reason behind all this? And Taz says because we don't say Chaticha Nas Nesavela by Bas V'Cholav Drabonim. That's how Taz explained it. Okay, we don't say bas chaticha nas nevela. This is what the Taz says, right? In other words, the Ra'ah holds there's no chaticha nas nevela here, so therefore the kachal is still called the kachal, and the kula still applies. And he thinks that's what the Rambam holds. It looks like that from the Rambam. I've written in 15. The Rambam says also the second halacha Yud Beis of Perek Tes. He tells you the din of kachal, and he says at the end in bishul basar acher misharin also b'shishim b'kachal v'raminim. Right? And number two, he says that in Achid Gimel, he says, and if it falls into something else, Bein Kach or Bein Kach, Im Nafalik, Derech Heres, also Mishar, Bo Bishishin Gav Rishonah. Right? It becomes like it was in the first place, and it has the same din, and therefore the Kachal counts again. So that's what the Taz thinks. There's another Machloket, it's Ram Narashpoh, that he says people don't emphasize, but it is a Machloket, the Ram is siding with the Ra'ah, and the Taz says the Ra'ah, and the Ram hold, there's no Chaticha Nasavela here, because why? It's still called the kachal, and the reason seems to be because they hold there's no chaticha nasas available by bas v'chol drabonim. Remember, this whole din is only drabonim. The whole problem with this milk is not real milk; it's only drabonim. And now we come full circle, go back to that Rekiva Eger by the Kaiva. Okay, the Rekiva Eger by our Simon Peizan, the end of Sifur Aleph, and that Shach. He says that's why he asked the kasher why by the mixture of the keva of a shchuta, right, of a kosher keva, okay, with the milk. Why don't we say the Shulchan Aruch says it's a matter of taste, it's a matter of time. There's a give off time or not. And the Rav Shach wondered, well, we wondered why didn't Rav Moshe say we don't rely on time, we require shishim. So the Shach said that's what he meant. Okay, so he meant that. That's the same Enchanani. Okay, l'didan lo samchina hidna timus hobi kochavim. So, but Kiveger is saying maybe it's no. He's agreeing. The reason Ramo didn't say it, he says, it's not, that nothing to do with us. It's not that we don't rely on Tom. Okay, it's not that we don't rely on Tom. Okay, the Tom is not an issue. The words of Kiveger, he says, because Babas called Rabban Allah Minas is Nevela. Lofize, Masha Kasa, Shach, not true. Lididan Tim Alomahani. Okay, it's not Lididan Tim Alomahani. Okay, about the pasuk or more later on, it's inside the gamba was called over Aminanas is nevela. Okay, Aminanas is nevela. So then that's why you need shishim, because of chaticha nas is nevela. Now the Ramo seems to disagree. That's the Ramo seems again the mechaber paskins that there's no chaticha nas nevela by Yibosu Chalav Rabbanan, and Ramo seems to say there is both by kachal and by mamid. Right, so it's a machlokas mechaber ramo. This machlokas that the appears in Siman Sadi Sif Aleph with regards to whether kachal the second time is mistarif to the minyan or not. Right. Again, is everyone with me here? It's a little confusing, but in Siman Sadi in Sif Aleph, the machlokas mechaber ramo, does the kachal count towards the shishim the second time or not? The second tarubis or not? Right, it falls into a second kedera. The Taz says that the Rechabarad says that it's yes, it's Kavari Shoma, meaning the Kachal does count. Ramah says not. Okay, so Machokas and Rechabar Ramah. The Taz says that Machokas and Rechabar Ramah is really Machokas and Rashbo on one side, and the Ramah and the Ramah on the other side. And that sort of revolves around the question of whether Chatichan Azavela by Basur Chalot Rabbanan. And according to the Mechabarad, there's no Chatichan Azavela by Basur Rabbanan. There's no chatichan as well by Basu Rabbanan, so therefore the kachal retains its identity as kachal, it doesn't become a chatzu Basu Chal, and therefore whatever worked the first time works the second time. Mashen Ked Ramoah holds there is chatichan as well by Basu Chal Rabbanan, so therefore the kachal now becomes what? A new entity called Basu Chal. Alright, and therefore it's not the kula of kachal doesn't apply anymore. That's why you need even the second time you're gonna need shishim. And that's what he's gonna say as well by the Dovar Amamid. Okay? By the Dovar Amamid, it's Chatichan Azavela, so you're gonna need shishim. Okay, so that's why the Ramo didn't say, oh well, we don't hold. Nobody holds, according to him. It's not a function of we don't rely on Timus Kvela. It's got nothing to do with whether we rely on Timus Kvela or not. It's a din in shishim because of Chatichan Azavela. Okay? Good. Now, just in terms of the svara behind it, so we begin to look, yes, that's what we want to mention as much as we can today, that the question is, well, you know, kind of what's the yisod? Okay, the yisod is, do we look at Basur Chalav as a brand new entity, it's a new compound, it's a new zach, right? It's something brand new, or is it what we call it's a balua? It's a rachmas, that's what it's a rachmas balua. Just by an example, we have something called pork and beans. Okay, so fundamentally, what is it? Okay, is it a new entity called pork and beans, or it's beans that has pork flavor? Okay, in other words, yeah.
Is there a nafkamina?
Yes, we're going to see. Okay, well, this may be the nafkamina. Actually, nafkamina may be, to your people. Or whether we'll say chatichan azavela, we'll definitely say chatichan azavela, but will that be enough? You know, we'll see. Yes, that's exactly what we'll see. Okay, so in other words, is Basur Chalav a new entity? What is Basur Chalav? What exactly is the Basur Chalav? And it really cuts to the heart of something that Rav said, that we mentioned already. Is there something brand new called Basur B'Chalav? It's not meat that has milk flavor or milk that has meat flavor. It's a new entity called Basur B'Chalav. Or is it really no Basur V'Chalav? It's just meat and milk together, which is awesome. What's the nature of the Isser exactly? Okay, so we'll see enough coming in a second. But just by way of an example, I said pork and meat. I'll give a different example. It was just the kibbutz. You know, they have brisk iced tea. Right, so we have a brisk chakir with brisk iced tea, right? Then we can have any iced tea. Then lemon flavored iced tea. So what does that mean? Is it a new entity, right? Of lemon iced tea, or no? It's iced tea, but it has a lemon flavor in it, right? I mean, you know, we used to joke over the brisk iced tea. Is it a din in the? It's a new chefza? Well, no. It's a say to the gabra, it tastes like it has lemon in it, right? To the person, it tastes like it's really iced tea. It's a lemon flavor in it. Right, so that's what you can make the same chakir about Arizona iced tea. I'm just saying, well, we made it with brisk iced tea. But the you follow? In other words, is lemon flavored iced tea? It's still iced tea. What is it? This is iced tea, but it has a lemon flavor. Sometimes you get a Snapple, whatever has, I don't know, a strawberry flavor or mango, not mango, or peach, whatever you get. But fundamentally, it's iced tea, right? Or no, is it a new entity? It's a new item. Okay, it's not really iced tea anymore. That's you follow by way of example. So take a look at source 16. The Gemara says in Chula, the Mishnah, we saw this ready. The Mishnah says, Tipas Chalav Shenafal Al Chaticha. Okay, a drop of milk fell on a piece of meat. So now, in Yesh Babanosim Tabo Sachaticha. Okay, now if that meat has absorbed the flavor of milk, so then it becomes Aser, right? How do you figure it out? Right? Now, Rashi explains the case is, look at 17, Tipas Chalav Shenafal Al Chaticha, B'toch HaKadera. You had a pot full of meat, okay? A pot full of pieces of meat. You had a chomp, okay? A piece of milk spilled on top of one of the pieces of meat was near the top of the pot, okay? It didn't land on anything else, okay? The droplet, you know, the kid was playing there, something dripped, or the bottle, baby bottle, whatever. A little bit of milk landed on one piece of meat in this kedera. So in Yesh Pomeros and Tambos, a Chaticha Aser. But, right, or Kelomar, as Rashi says, okay, well, first Rashi, Tibus Chos Nofal Chaticha, Betoch Hakter, Alachat Men Chatichos, Velo Hegi a Sekadero, you didn't stir the pot. Okay, therefore, Velo Necha Tamatipa, Lo Sechaticha Bubad. This droplet of milk impacted only that one piece of meat upon which it landed. It had nothing to do with the rest of the meat. It's not impacted by this drop of milk. Okay, you didn't stir it around. So a piece of milk remained on that piece of meat. Right? So, im yesh bovenos and tam, next Rashi, this is in Chulin Kuf Ches Manal. Im yesh bovenos and tam, bosa chaticha komar. She'ein bosa chaticha levada shishu vatel tipa, miyad naser sa chaticha. Okay? That piece of meat now automatically comes out. It's a small enough piece of meat, and it's a big enough droplet of milk, and you can assess right away, there's not shishu in that piece of meat against that droplet of milk. So, okay, so that piece of meat instantly becomes usher. It's plus machol. And there's no bitter, there's no shit. I'm talking about hot, obviously, it was a hot pot of meat. Okay, so then let's say a hot drop of milk landed on this piece of meat. So that meat now instantly becomes usher because it's not shishim in that piece of meat against a droplet of milk that landed on it. Now, Rashi is quick to add, Umishar chateus v'irlo ayritan of the masnisim. Okay, now, what about the rest of the piece of meat? The Mishnah doesn't talk about that. That's not the Mishnah's case. The Mishnah wants to deal with that particular piece of meat. Then it says, Nier es hakadera. Right away, like you're in the process of stirring the pot. The piece of meat landed, the milk droplet landed, and you're just in the middle of stirring and so on. Then, if Yeshua is on top of Sotera, sir, that piece of milk, that droplet of milk was now in Fapaya, and the whole, it spread. It dissipated into the whole pot. So now, what's the story with that pot? So now you can use the entire pot to assess the shishim against a droplet of milk. It's not on that one piece of meat anymore. It's already in the whole pot, right? I mean, we know this, okay? So that's the Mishnah Chulin. Now, the question is, Taka, what happens to the rest of the piece of meat in the pot? In the first case, you didn't stir it. Okay, but I have a piece of meat on top of which there's a droplet, on top of one piece of which there is milk. That one piece becomes bas v'chalav. What's the status of the rest of the pieces in the pot? So on a little later in the Gemara, on that Mishnah Chul Kuf Ches Manal 18, where it says Amar Rav Kevon Shenosan Tam B'Chaticha Chaticha Nasis Nevela. That piece, again, Nevela means not kosher. That piece of meat now becomes non-kosher. Okay? Right? That piece of meat becomes non-kosher. And it, in turn, says Rav, will asser the other piece of meat in the pot. Okay? Will turn asser the other piece of meat in the pot. Now, Rav says they're all going to be absolutely asser. Because Rav happens to hold that since min b'mino, we're not talking about that now, but it's meat and meat, so they're never going to have bitul. We don't pass it that way. But that's what Rav said. But I'm more into the first part. Chaticha asu, atzma nasa nevela. Rashi says 19. Amar Rav, this is chun kuf chesam rav. Amar Rav, hod the tam mastisin yesh benos the tam osa chaticha lesser is kol hakadera. The kevan the nesar hachaticha he atzma kula nasa siser. Oseres kol hachaticha kula. Afili yesh ben kedei levata hachaticha kula nasa kula. Rav holds even if you have shishim against that whole piece of meat, the big pot, or it's a small piece of meat, and it's, you know, they have shishim against that piece of meat, Rav holds it, it's still osir, because Rav saw a computer, maybe a low bottle. Okay, I'm not going to look to that machlokas right now. Okay, but the point is that this is the mukkar for chaticha nasis vela by bosur chalav. That one whole piece now becomes osir. So the Gemara in Amud Beis elaborates in 20, chulin kum chesim beis, the Tanya. Tipas chalav shenofa la chaticha. Kevan shenosa tam chaticha, ha chaticha nasis nevela, but seres kol chaticha meishen mina diver behuda. And the Chacham is saying no. The Chachamim don't hold there is a possibility of bittul, but it's only going to asser the rest of the piece of meat. If what? The Chachamim omrim ad shetitain tam berotev v'kifa v'chatichos. Right? It impacts. It's not enough. The Chachamim require that has to give flavor to the whole, to the whole piece. And there's a discussion in Gemara. Are we talking about what he didn't stir? He did stir it, and so on. At the end, the Gemara introduces us to a concept called efshar l'sochato osir. Okay, efshar l'sochato osir. Kasavar efshar l'sochato osir. All right? Now, what does that mean? Literally means if you can squeeze it out, right? I want to say it a little differently to define the term. You can isolate the milk. Okay? So this shita is efshar l'sochato osir, meaning even if I would find a way to isolate the milk, to squeeze the milk out, but it's too late. Because since that milk hit that meat, that piece of meat becomes what? Bas v'chol. I don't care if you squeeze. You could scientifically squeeze the milk out. Efshel self to us, and many people kind of use it almost interchangeably with chatichanas and nevela. It's not the same. It's efshel self to us is an earlier stage. Okay, efshel self to us is a basis for chatichanas and nevela. The idea that efshel self to us, what it means is, even if I can isolate the milk, okay, it's already. The piece of meat upon which the milk had landed is already identified as a piece of basar chol. Okay? So even if I could possibly squeeze it out, or to give an example, even if more heter now spills in, it doesn't help. Okay? It doesn't help because that whole piece of meat is already called, that piece of milk we can't isolate anymore. Now, chaticha nas nevel is just a step further and says now you have to, let's say I have 1 ounce of milk in 30 ounces of meat. Okay? 1 ounce of milk in 30 ounces of meat. Okay? So now, that's not enough, right? That's going to aser because it's not shishim. Right? It's 1 ounce of milk in 30 ounces of milk. It's not enough. So if you say efshel sof to aser, okay? So even if more milk falls in, it's too late. But now that's step one. Step two, that in assessing, that piece of meat on which the milk landed, now we say chaticha nas nevela. Eshel sof to aser is a prelude, it's a step A. Again, it's very closely related, the same idea. All right, but eshel sof to aser, if eshel sof to mutter, okay, so then, then you can't say chaticha nas nevela, then you only have to consider a piece of milk. So you need eshel sof, you need to hold eshel sof to aser, then chaticha nas nevela is just it's a step further. Okay, that the original piece becomes us. And how you're saying, you have to measure against that whole other piece of meat. So it's related. And that's the sugya. Okay, now, so the question is now, in analyzing this, it seems that there's a machalkus we've shown him, how do we classify, how do we look at this piece of meat that has the milk in it? Okay, the Tosus, the Ramasal Tipus Cholov 22, there in Kuv Ches Amrala. Tosus says, Tipus Cholov Shalom Chaticha, Sponsum Yeshmeros and Tavos Chaticha, Naseres, Kesha Chaticha Kula Chutz the Rote of Iri. It's talking about where that piece of meat was like sticking up on the top of the pot. Like we have actually a case later. Lachain Mishren Bosa Chaticha, Levata La Tipa, Velo Bishar Chaticha, Mishum the Cholov Mefapea al Kola Chaticha, Okay, the milk does not impact the rest of the milk that landed on that piece of meat does not impact the rest of the meat in the pot unless you stirred it or you covered the pot so the steam dissipates or mefapeh, right? If you cover it so that it holds everything in, so it dissipates, right? The flavor dissipates throughout the whole pot. All right, but he said below elay de nir v'kisui. All right, but in low near cow, so mivlo bone football, right? That's the quotes in the Gemara. So the milk that the meat that the milk is on is basar chalav, but it won't impact the other meat, even though we'll say chaticha nasas nevela. Tosus seems to be saying this is the way some learn Tosus, the Rav learned Tosus like this. Okay, what Tosus is saying, we're not denying chaticha nasas nevela. But still, Tosfos is saying it's not going to impact. There's got to be something that unites that piece of meat with the rest of the pot. And unless you stir it, or you cover it, and so on and so forth, that is gravy, or something that moves, links that piece of meat with the other piece of meat in the pot, it's not going to be a problem. Okay, it's not going to be a problem. All right, so why? Because the svara is, according to some learn this, many learn this Tosus, and some learn this Tosus, because Tosus learns that Basar Chalav is an Isser Balua. It's not an Isser Machmas Atzmo. It's the Blia of milk inside this piece of meat that's a problem.
There's
no Blia to the rest of the piece, unless there's something that moves it around, like gravy, or covering the pot, or stirring it, or something like that. Okay? So, in other words, let's remember that there's nothing wrong in the first place with the other piece of meat. Right? So without rotev, it can't impact the other pieces. Even though chaticha is not available, it's not going to usher the rest of the piece of meat, okay, unless it touches it. Okay, the Tosfos is then it's going to be the klipa on the point of contact and so on. The Tosfos holds that it's an iser. He would say the key words of Tosfos is ein mefapeh mechaticha lechaverta ela aydei mir v'kisui. That's the key line of Tosfos. Ein mefapeh mechaticha lechaverta aydei mir v'kisui. That's the sheet of Tosfos, and the assumption is that Tosfos holds because basar cholav is an iser balua. Right, and it's treated like the milk inside is treated as a blia, and there was no blia, as you said, in the other piece of meat. However, other Rishonim, the Ritva, and most Rishonim, the Ritva, on that Sukkah, and the Vasa Kivan, right, Chaticha Atzma Nasat Nevela, Harikol Masha Palet, Tafila Megufo Pletas Nevela, Mechaven the Shtayim Besoch HaKedera. Doesn't matter if you move it, as long as they're in the same pot. Harem kelach barachbo seres kolachas chaver to mashal in Yehuda. Well, the danami he or Yehuda holds it's also mashal. We don't hold like that, but it's but the danami oseres osam peshishim vekulam nesoros. Okay, kulam nesoros. So the Ritva holds if chaticha nasa demela. Now the whole piece of meat becomes a new chesed of basar cholav isur machmas atzmo. Okay, so the tom of that piece of meat, if it's an iser balua, we only care about the blias tom of that iser balua, that milk. And as you said, it doesn't impact other pieces. Yeah, but this piece of meat is going to impact the other pieces. The flavor is going to impact the other pieces. So we consider the entire piece of meat. He learns chaticha nazavela. But again, the other first position of denying chaticha nazavela, the whole piece is going to be usher. But it's not going to impact the other piece of meat because the blia inside never hit the other piece of meat. But here, we're saying, the way the Ritva is saying, he's disagreeing. He said the whole piece is iser machmas atzmo. So that piece of meat itself is usher. So it asks the rest. Okay? And it's not just the chalav that's a problem, but the whole piece. Right? In a chanami, there's no bli of chalav in another piece. It doesn't matter. Because once we hold there's a cheftza of iser called basar b'chalav, then that item impacted the other pieces. Right? That item, by being a part of it. So therefore, once there's chatichas on the vela, then the meat is also machmas atzma. You hear the machlokas? That, huh? In a certain sense. Yeah, in a certain sense. Well, with a shishim. Yeah. So that's really but that's what we're saying is really behind all of this. Okay, now I have to apologize. I made a few mistakes in my comments. First of all, I left out part of the Ramban. Okay, so now by the way, at the end, because at the end the Ritva writes, V'chein das Rabbeinu HaGadol. The Mustam is referring to Ramban. The Ramban and the Chiddushim also seems to say that. Okay, and that's the wrong Ramban I printed, so ignore that. You can look it up. Alright, we move to 25, the Rashba. The Rashba in the Chiddush Rashba, not Daf and Chulin, and in the Torah Sabayis Aruch and so on, seems to learn more like Tosfos. Okay, look at the second paragraph. Ulfichach nira masher kasa Rabbeinu Balei Tosfos. Chayin Sefer Chumash b'shem Ritva. De la olam ein chaticha maseres machmas bliyas ha'iser. Oh, look at the Rashba writes very clearly here. The second paragraph on the next page, the end of source 25. Look at the words. The olam ein chaticha hanaseres machmas bliyas ha'iser oseres chatichas heter she'etzla afilu shteyan chamos lefeisha ein habliya holeches mechaticha lechaticha she'etzla el ein ken yesh roten shemolech habliya chutzla. I think he's going to tell us this. I think it's.
No, is that derech daka rotev shemolech?
Well, I think as opposed to covering the other thing and stirring. I don't think so. I think that's what he means. Okay. In the Torah of Bias, look at his language in 26 in the Bias Aruch. He writes, "Tefisha ena chaticha blua min iser motzia umolichas habliya elamakam shabliya atzmo yachol leilich es pashet shomei atzmo." That seems to imply more things besides rotev. I think the end of 20. Besides, huh?
It also says in the Torah, "I'll be yavesh well."
Yeah, I'm not. He says like they wrote to. Yeah, okay, I'm not sure about that. Okay, but anyway, the Rashba seems to be doing Tosfos, right?
Yeah,
that's clear. Okay, your question, because. But the Gemara speaks about it. The Gemara speaks about it. The Gemara speaks about it. Okay. So that's the shita of the Rashbo, like Tosfos. On the other hand, the Barak HaBai is the Ra'or. Says not so. Okay. The Ra'or agrees more like the Ritva. Okay. Look at the word. He quotes the, so he first explains the Rashbo. Look at the third line. The third line of that Ra'or, and the Barak HaBai is there. By Dal Sarah in 28, he said, "Mikom Hakom Kol Shehino Gaz B'Yavesh Afilu Shteyan Chamos Ein Poletes Klal Min Acholav Shabola." Like you said, there's no plate. There's no plate is expulsion, right? The Bliya Boleim, it's polate means what it expels. Okay, but anyway, he says, "Udvarim Elu Mavur Shein." It's not true. Shari Chaticha Zu Kula Blua Min Eser. This piece of meat is completely absorbed the flavor of the milk. Right, he says logically. He said if this whole, you got to consider the whole piece of meat, because if there was 60 in that piece of meat itself, that original piece of meat on which the droplet of milk landed, there was 60 in that against the milk, and about it would be a bottle, right? So you look at the whole piece, and since there wasn't, okay, nimtza chaticha zu masha nivla b'mispashet v'chol chalkeo. Listen to logic. He says, in considering the original piece of meat upon which the milk landed, right? Do we consider, you know, we all agree that if the shishim, that piece of meat is big enough, that the shishim against the milk, it's mevatel, right? Evidently, what does that show? That we consider that droplet of milk is at least spreads into that entire piece of meat. Oh, so if it works that way, it's going to work the other way too. Here's a chat, right? The Rav says, he says, "Nimtza chaticha zu masha nivla bo mispashet b'chol chalkeo." Therefore, ukeshein kan shishim, v'nesra kula blum and iser b'chol chalkeo. Same thing is true. What? The milk only spreads if there's 60? What if there's only 30? Milk spreads through all of that? Right? That's his lumbus. Okay? And that's really the sheet of the Rav will be shown. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Okay? But he says at the top of the next page, "The ein chaticha zu neso machmas blia shein kan ozela tarobes ya iser." Right. So that's the bottom line. Rabbi Tzai is machlokes rishonim. So one nafkamina would be. You asked before, what's a nafkamina? So one nafkamina in this case, like Gemara. Let's say I have a piece of meat in a pot. A drop of milk falls onto one piece of meat, and we didn't stir. Okay, but it's in a pot. Everything's hot. It's hot. Okay, do we view that? We'll say chaticha nasa tevela for sure. Okay, we'll say chaticha nasa tevela. That piece of meat becomes aser. Does it aser the rest of the piece of meat in the pot without stirring it around? So according to the Ra'or and according to the Ritva, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Why? Because we consider now, to answer your question, right? We consider that piece of meat, like the Ra'or said, as one entity of Basar V'Chalav. Okay, so it's going to impact the other piece of meat that would have to be 60 in the rest of the pot against that piece of meat. Otherwise, it taka asers all the other pieces of meat in the pot, even without stirring it, even without covering it. They're all in the same pot. Everything's hot. So there's a plata, an expulsion of flavor called Basar V'Chalav. It's not the droplet of milk anymore that's the problem. Once the droplet of milk landed on that one piece of meat, so now that meat becomes a chetza Basar V'Chalav. So whatever flavor is, you know, when it's in a hot pot, whatever flavor comes out, it's going to impact the whole rest of the pot. It's going to answer it. Lashana can hold its isha machas balua. The only thing we consider is the original droplet of milk. You follow? Unless you stirred it and went all the way around. But even is, you follow? That's enough. And it seems to you, machal, because we've shown it. Okay? Yeah. So the truth of the matter is, you can just ask, but so why taka does the same you have to mechas to talk about kisui? Okay? In other words, why then does the Gemara speak about near? Because according to this, according to these Rishonim, the Ra'ah, the Rashba, not the Rashba, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, okay, and I think Rob Rishonim hold. Okay, so then why does the Gemara say, what is added? You don't have to stir it. Right? Even if you don't stir it. What's added? So some suggest that that's only to cover those who hold that Efshel Sotah Mutar. They just want to cover that. If you hold Efshel Sotah Aser, which we said is the prerequisite of Chatichanas and Nevela. Right? Efshel Sof Lo'asa means, again, you can't isolate the piece of milk, the drop of milk anymore. I don't care if you can squeeze it out, it's too late. Once the milk landed on that meat now becomes a chavetz of basar chalav, and I don't care if you can scientifically get all the milk out, it's irrelevant. It's already now a piece of basar chalav. Right, that's what Shosan. And then you say, chatichan ha'tevela, means you have to, you know, consider the whole piece in terms of shishim and everything else, right? So, but there is an opinion, efshel sof lamuta. Okay, if you hold efshel sof lamuta, then taka wouldn't impact the rest unless you're covered. So the case of the Mishnah wanted to cover all bases, you know, that's what we talked about. Alright, anyway, but that's the machokas. It also seemed to be, in machokas, the Ram and the Raivim. In Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, the Ram writes, Nofel Cholov, no for cholov to pter shom bosa tomen to khdikh no cholov i mein bo tam cholov a komuter yesh khdikh tam cholov a pishem shim tischa rakhatikh lo yishor bo tam right the ram says it passes right here efshel sof to us he says im yesh bkhatikh tam cholov a fo pishim tischa rakhatikh lo yishor bo tam you can squeeze that piece of meat just like a sponge you'll wring out that piece of meat and all the milk will drip out so not going to have any flavor left. Okay. Ho, yesh ba'ata tam chalav netzor osach tichah. The whole chatichah tichah nazavela. Umisharein b'kula. Right. The Rambam says there efshel sof l'asun and chatichah nazavela. Im hoyach b'kol sheish b'kter min chatichah zayerek b'morak b'tavlin kedei shetiyah chatichah zuach mishish min kol chatichah sur v'shar motor. Okay. Anyway, b'med v'amurito we're stirring it and so on. Okay. But the Rambam, writes. Is basing it on chatichan as the veil. The Rambam seems to be holding, again, like the Ritva, like the Ra'ah, that the whole piece becomes also and so on. The Ravid disagreed, because of Ravid's Albert, the third of the way down. Anu omrim, Amaram, Anu omrim, Shelo Shamanu, called chatichan as the veil, Alas Yehuda. That was only the sheet of Yehuda, whose machram in Minah, Abel Arbonan, Lo, Livar Kolim, Lo, Nir Kal, Ain, Shar Chatichas Asuas. Right? If you didn't stir it, then the other piece are not. So that's like the Rashbo and the Tosis. That's a machokas. Same machokas, and the Raivin. You see? So it's a machokas we've shown him. And again, there's an afkarina. That's the question. What do you consider Basra Cholov, Basra Machmas Atzol, or Nisr Balua? Okay, Reb Chaim Bishkan, that Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Tes. You have time when you look through it. Okay, he writes, and look in the second paragraph. Okay, he writes, Benira Lomar, okay, he says, the Hina Yesod HaMachokas, the Shalah Rambam, arriving here, is, Behadim Aguchul and Daf Kufches, the Gemara we just saw, the Efshel Sof to Asa, the Das HaRambam, he, Mishum de Mishanasa, Basar Becholav, Nasa Guf HaBasar, Beguf HaCholav, Benasin Atzmo Shalisar, Isar Machmas Atzmo, the Chaim says it explicitly. Right, I gotta read the words in the second paragraph again. He says, "The Das Harabami Mishum de Mishenase Baser Becholav Nesa Guf HaBaser VeGuf HaCholav." Okay, VeNasin Atzmo Shel Iser VeAf Imi Parade Acharkav HaBaser VeCholav Zemizeh Gam Kainem Atzmo Shel Iser. Even if you can physically separate them later, it doesn't matter. It's too late. This is already called an Iser of Baser VeCholav. I don't care now. You can extract that Efshel Sof to Asa. I don't care if you can extract it. Right, it doesn't matter. The Das HaRaibidi, the Ein Asur, Ela Kolzman, Shehu B'yachad, Basar, that's again, to use the rough terminology, Basar B'cholav, or Basar V'cholav. Right? And Basar B'cholav is a new entity called Basar B'cholav. It doesn't matter now that there may not be any milk there anymore. Once it happened, it happened. It became a Dovah Cheftus Lisa, and that's it. The Raibid says, no, Ein an Asurin, says Reb Chaim, Ela Kolzman, Shein B'yachad, Basar V'cholav. Okay, that's the Raivid. Okay, and therefore, then Reb Chaim goes on. That's going to be the issue. Okay, that's going to be what it's also machmas below, and that's the issue. Whether he wrote it or not, to spread it around to. To the rest of the pieces, okay? The nafkamina will be, in other words, right, would it be, that would be one nafkamina. The nafkamina will, huh? And the other nafkamina would be, how would it impact the rest of the piece of meat in the pot? Do you have to stir it around, dafka, or no? The fact that it's in a hot pot, and I have a piece of meat now that became a chavetz of basar chalav, so there's, know, it's in the pot is hot, it transfers the flavor. So that's it. That's gonna, you know, it's gonna impact the other piece of meat, unless it's a shishim, okay? But you know, there's not. That's the issue. Okay? Now, what the, so again, so it comes out, the Rambam is like the Rover Shonim, I guess, like, you know, with the Rawa and the Ritva. And I mentioned the Ran also holds like that. The Ran also presents the Machlokas clearly. The Ran also holds like that. And the Ravid is like the Rashba and Tosus, that it's an Issur Balut. Okay, so then, yeah. Yeah, but he gave a good Torah for it.
No,
I'm just curious if that's Torah. No. Now, what the Soloveitchik added is actually that when we come back to our case of Kahal, he said it's going to be the same Mishnah. There'll be another Nafkamina. Okay, come back to the same with Kahal, whether the second time is 59 enough the second time, right, or not. Right? The first time in the Mishnah, the Kahal and the Naminyan, the Gemara said. Okay, the second time, not. So he said it's Machokas Mechab and Amor. Mechaber says, Kivo Rishonu, right? Where would we have that? That was in the, there's back in the last one. Huh? Source 7. No, in the previous back, I think. There was a previous back. But anyway, the let's see, what's Source 7 here? No. Yeah. But it was from the previous source, right? But the, by the case, I thought I had it here too. Oh, it's in Sadi, no? What do we have here also, no? Oh yeah, it's source 11. I have. No, it's source 11 in this one. So it's source 11, the case of Kahal, yeah. No, so source 11 in this packet. Okay, I have before also, that's the case of Kahal. So Machlok is Mechaber Amor, right? The Mechaber says, over there, and that's in, again, Sim Tzadi Sibal, this is Sim Kahal. Okay, he says, if it falls in, Ben kach, im nafal k'der acheres, osa m'sharim bo b'samach kivo rishona. Meaning the same rules the first time, meaning with shishim, but the kachal counts. And Ramah says, yesh omen, im nafal p'chil k'der shein bo shishim, and esar kachal, im nafal achar kach k'der acheres, ein ha-kachal m'starach l'shishim. And the second time you have to have mamish 16, or 59, down now. V'chein ikar. Okay, so the Rav suggested that that's the same thing over here. Okay, this is another issue. Okay, does the kachal become, if the kachal doesn't become like an avela, okay, huh? So then you can, it's enough for 59. Okay, but the Ramo would hold up, and that's the Shitan Mechaber, right? And that's the Shitan Mechaber. According to Ramo, though, the kachal itself, we say chaticha nas an avela, okay, and therefore we wouldn't be eating shishim like anything else. The only problem is, okay, the only problem is that the Rashba would seem to be a shtickle sos himself. Okay? In other words, we're saying it's the same machlokas by Basuchov. Now let's remember, the kachal is Basuchov drabona. Right? But we're suggesting it's the same machlokas. That's what Rabbi wanted to make the jump. Same machlokas by Basuchov drabona, but like it's a case of kachal. Machlokas is, do we say chaticha nazavela here also? And therefore we can say that once it's. We're saying even if it's a machmas atzma, the question is: would we say that by basuchal darbonah? And even if we accept that it's a machmas atzma, maybe by not by basuchal darbonah.
Well, I'm
also saying you would, right? That's tomorrow. I'm also smooth, okay? So, but you know, one could suggest that maybe by darbonah we don't say it's machmas atzma, just as machmas abliyah. And kach tichnu chazal. They said that the boss of, you know, as long as the boss of Vichal, and that's it. Okay, the problem is the Rashba is a little difficult because the Rashba holds over here that it's Machmas Blua, okay? Right, the Rashba, we just saw, on whom there are all comments, that it's an issue of Machmas Blua, and yet he's the one who holds that you need Shishim the second time. So what does it mean, right? According to what we're saying over here, if you hold that it's a machmas balua, okay, 1 second. Right, there's a little bit of steer perhaps to Rosh Boah, because the Rosh Boah, by us, that we just saw, seems to hold that it's Nisar Machas Bulua, like Tosus. Right? But yet the Rosh Boah held by the Kachal, Rosh Boah held you have to, you need Shishim the second time. According to him, it should not. No, but then now it's backwards because you're gonna make a rabbanon. But you can say by the rice, it's machas bulu, and by the rabbanon it's machas hatzmo. That's harder to say. Okay, you can say the other way around. That's what the rabbi wanted to say in this way. But saying by the rice it's machas hatzmo, the rabbanon only made it by bulu. Yeah, I'm saying that. I'm saying you could say it, well, but it's hard to line up the sheaves. The Rabbanan Teretz, but it may depend on whether maybe there's a difference when it's tacked together and it's already been separated, but we'll leave it as a bit of a caution. Okay, just a few other things that I wanted to clean up here on this issue. Okay. One is, but an interesting point, but there's a couple other random points that we'll try and cover. There's an interesting question by Chatichel Reiskabed. Chatichel Reiskabed is a rule. Chatichel means the type of piece of meat that you would serve to a fancy guest, a steak banquet or something, a steak dinner. A nice piece of meat. And you don't say bittel, because again, the same way, remember we said you don't say bittel by Dabar Mamed. Right? No, I don't say bittel by Dabar Mamed, because what I mean, the whole purpose of using it, you can't say it doesn't exist. So also, a chaticha, really skabed, you're not going to apply bittel to a chaticha, really skabed, because it's such a choshev piece of meat, you can't say it like it doesn't exist. It does exist, okay? It's a choshev piece of meat. So the Ran on the Rif and Chulin, Lam Roman Beis, I just want to point out, in your adventures in Chulin, you'll be surprised, if you look on the Rif and Chulin, you'll be surprised how little comment there is on the Ran. Very strange, very, and I don't know why it was presented by the way. At the end, go to the end of the riff, then there's pages and pages in the Ran. In other words, for some reason, it was set up that way. In other words, you look in the Chulin, you saw that, right? In the back, the Ran, on the riff itself is somewhat less commentary than you'd expect. There's all these long bomb runs, but they show up later, okay, at the end of the paragraph. All right, anyway, so a lot of Roman pages and pages of the riff, do also get seen them. He says, "V'kasser avosena tzarfasim zal shelo amar bechaticha sheina betela ela basura machmas atzma, aval imnafal iser bechaticha v'nasam atam afal pi shechaticha atzma namila batla b'shishim abro l'vishena iser shebar roy liskabe." He told him, "Chaticha roy liskabe, okay, lifnei orchim," meaning the blia is not rostam roy liskabe, right? It's the piece of meat. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's in Kuf Aleph. That's the same with Chaticha Reliskabed. It's Kuf Aleph. Chaticha Reliskabed Dina Kiberia. Beria means an independent creature. It's also not Botel. Forget about Beria now. But Afilu Be'elef Lo Botel. Afilu Imi Asura Bahano. Afilu Imi Asura Bahano. Kevin Shem Tisbata Laisim Uteres Reliskabed. Okay. Now, okay. So that's the first thing. Chaticha Reliskabed is Afilu Be'elef Lo Botel. That's what I'm most interested in now. So Beis. Ain la din chaticha reskabed elam kein isura machmas atzmo kegon nevela ubasar becholov. So first of all, you see the mechaber paskin that ubasar becholov is isura machmas atzmo. The point we're not really learning about chaticha reskabed right now. The Taz points out so called dalit the ha'ain ablua reskabed. Right, if you have a piece that became usur. Because of a blia inside. You know, a piece that came out because of a blia inside. So then, that's not going to be rendered a chaticha reliskabed, because the blia is not reliskabed. Right? It's a piece of meat. Okay, again, I'm not that interested in that point right now. The Taz mentions it, but I'll show it to you. And we'll get to it in greater detail when we get to it. But take a look also, if you look at the next page, look at the Shach and Tzivkot and Gimel. All right, the Shach says, the cave in the Chol Chad ba'ape nafshe shari ay de chibur al yachanes u'chazar kol yos kaguf echa. Okay, but what I'm more interested is in this point, okay, that the Mechaber seems to be paskening that what? That chatichol iskabein is, that basur cholov is asura machmas atzma. Because he says, Elim Kane Asura Machas Atzer can go Nevela U Basar Bechol. Basar Bechol, the Isser is considered by him anyway to be an Isser Machas Atzer. Okay? Similarly, later on in the Torah, Simon Kuf Hei. That was in Simon Kuf Alech. In Simon Kuf Hei, it says, Siv Zayin, Ha de Chatichas Isser Oseres Chaverta Menegiyosa. Davka Keshi Sura Machmas Atzmus. That's what, by the way, so you look at Nafkamina, so Chatichas is another Nafkamina, right? Here's another Nafkamina. Had the Chatichas Isser of Seres Chaverta Ben Giyosa. Davka Keshi Sura Machmas Atzmus. Can go in the veil again, O Bosso Bechalo. Of Ainbo Israel, Amasha Bolo Bakalakar, Ainbo Seres Acherson of God's Bolo, Phil Nitzel Yachad. And it doesn't matter if they touch, because the one part didn't necessarily touch the other part. Again, he says, yeah. Okay, so that's a mistake also, another mistake on this packet, I'm sorry. It says 36, we said quite Yud Gimel, not Sikrat Gimel, I printed the wrong thing. And where he basically, the Taz says that Isra Machmas Atzma is, for example, Basar Roseach, Shenogal, Cholam Rosachas. Right? Everything was boiling, so the hot meat touched the hot milk. Okay. I don't want to spend a ton of time on this, but I'm just trying to point out that, you know, you can have the idea of Yisrael Machmas Atzma becomes a Chetzer Shel Isser of Bas V'Cholo. All right? The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Daled 38 writes, V'chein Basar Chaya Ve'Of, Bein V'Cholo, Chaya, Bein V'Cholo Behema, Eino Osem Achim Natoro, Lefiche Muto Levashlo, Umuto Behano. But the also bechelim the v'sofim k'tel shal yifsho al v'yavola de iser basu chalav shal torah v'yochel b'sar behemet torah v'cholav behemet torah shari ein mashra kosa la gedi b'chalimo ma'am shvicham asu kol bos v'cholav. Right? Let's see, so what I did that in here. Oh yeah, right, okay, that's mutar b'hanah. Okay, the Rambam holds that as bas v'cholov, yeah. See, midrabbanan they also asserted what do you call it, psarof v'cholov, right? And this touches that whole issue which you know from Achronim, right? That tells the chacham don't have the right, can't create a chevtah shel iser, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? That famous that exos, and the chacham can only create this on me to do this. Impose exactly God, they can't render something, you know, chepter shalissa. Okay, but we'll leave that out for the moment. The point is, let's assume for right now the Chacham said that Psar Oaf in Cholov is an Isser, is a chepter shalissa. But it's going to be Mutar Bahana. It's not going to be Mutar Bahana. Because bottom line is really deep. In other words, why should it be Mutar Bahana? Once it's Asa Bahana, why not Asa Bahana? Because Isra Noah is on the Chetz of Isra. Okay, so the Chetz of Isra, and then Chetz of Isra, so then you can say it's also about Noah also. That's what Isra Noah is. You can't use this Chetz. But Sarof B'Cholov, this is not really, they didn't create an Isra called Basar B'Cholov. There's no Chetz. That's also, you can't eat chicken milk because you may come to mix it up with regular meat. That's what the Rambam says. Okay, so, So the Ram holds that there's no chefter shel iser that it was bottom. There's no chefter shel iser. Therefore, there's a heter hanoah. That's right. Moshal adavidome. The Ram and Luchos chometz umatz a perak olav alachot tes. Okay, chometz on erev Pesach. Karen Velvel the greatest points this out. Okay, olav on erev chometz on erev Pesach. Okay. The Rambam writes, take a look, he writes, certainly we know that Chatzosanan and Ali Chachamim Taraisan, or Chachamim made it earlier, fourth hour in Ali, fifth hour, you can't get it off. There ain't no Asa Bahanoa B'Shal Chamishas, okay? Taraisan, there's no Isra Hanoa up until midday, and okay? Yeah. Even Rabbanan, right? There's no Issa Bahanoah. Well, I'm sorry, up until the fifth hour. There's no Issa Hanoah. All right. So and then you got to burn it. So what's the point? The point is they didn't create this hano because no, you're allowed after this manna. The chacham said you can't eat chametz anymore. Let's say 2 hours before chatzos, right? You can still sell it. You can still get hano from it. And the hano and the achila weren't lumped together by the rabbanon because in order to do that, they can't do that. They can't just say since it's a new iser now, a new chalos of chametz. In other words, the Velvet Salvation of the Jews explained that Isser Chametz as a Chavtza Shal Isser doesn't begin until Pesach itself. Then there's an Isser Chavtza. Okay? And therefore there's also an Isser Hana. But as long as the Chametz remains Mutar B'Hana, the reason is because there's no Chavtza Shal Isser. That's all I'm just trying to point out. When there's no Chavtza Shal Isser, there's also no Isser Hana. So that's the same thing with the Drabbanan, they didn't make it into a Chavtza Shal Isser Basar Hal. That's the point. By Basar Hal, let's say. Okay?
What?
I'm saying. Oh. but I think that's what they're showing. I mean, I'm just giving illustrations, that's all. Okay? Yeah. See, another interesting din. Okay, let's move down to 41. And Shach's also, I printed the wrong Shach also. Should be Simon Pei Zayin, Sivkarn Lamed. Let me correct this. But anyway, look at Simon Sadi Aleph. And it should also say Siv Chester, not Siv Aleph. I don't know what happened there. I think I was too tired. Anyway, so look at 41. It should say Siv Ches. Look what the Shulchan Aruch says. Bizar Ugvina, Bosa Ugvina, Shenogu Zebezeh. In the fridge. Okay, piece of meat, or out on the counter. Piece of meat touched a piece of cheese. Basar, ugrina shenogu zebezeh. So mutarim, they remain mutar. Ela shetzorach ladiach makom negiyosim. You have to rinse it out, wash it down at the point of contact. Yeah? Okay. Umuta lotzo some mafachazakas, you can even wrap them in the same wrapper. Velo chashin shemayigu zebezeh. Okay, they don't have to worry that they're going to touch. So the chavaz das on that. The next sentence,
this is
all
right.
This is, yeah, if they're touched. Yeah. You can wrap them. You don't have to worry that the wrapping will come off and they'll touch. Uh-huh. Okay? So in Simon Sadi Beis, you caught Nay in the Burim, the Chavaz Das, he writes, Nila Vizdaiti, okay? The At Nira, At Kan Lo Amrinan, the Basar Mechalo, Chashim, Osam Mechmas, Isra Mechmas, Atzma, Lesar Achayat, Menig Yoso, and Ladavka Bebasar, Shemiz Basha Mechalo. Okay? The reason why, if the bus and the meat touch each, the cheese touch each other, it's mutter, okay? Because we only say that the isra machmas atzmo when it's bus and shemiz bash machal, real bus machal. Then we'll say he's making a chiluk, same chiluk really. That midrabanan they can asa the item, but they can't make it into a chefter shalisser of the isra machmas atzmo. That they can't do. Okay, that's another nafkamina. What about this? I know. So let me just show a couple other things at the very end. Okay, you can look through the other nafkaminas. Okay, but I do want to make an interesting nafkamina also, which is Nogel Achlamaisa and Simon Sadi Da. We'll get to it, but we'll get to this also. And then we'll wrap up. Okay, so let me just mention one other interesting thing. Okay, let's say you took a spoon, a fleshy spoon, a cup of coffee, and milk, or something like that. So it says in Siv Gimel, Siman Sadi Dal 46, Im Yesh Shishim Levat Al Kav Hakder Vatav Shemutar Al Kav Oser Bein and Basam and Chalav Vishibul and Basam Chalav. Right, that's an important point to know. You have a fleshy, use a milk, a fleshy spoon, and you put it into a cup of hot milk and coffee, okay? Classic case, happens in the kitchen all the time. So now the spoon, for sure, now has a bliya of basar chalav in it. Okay, so the spoon is asr, okay? A feel with the evidence there is, in chazar v'tochvo, bein b'basar, bein b'chalav. Now you later on use it for meat or milk or whatever, Okay? Alright? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So for 24 hours, this spoon, which now has a bus of Chalav Bliya, is going to aser, is going to aser other stuff that it comes into contact with. Yeah? Just one moment. Yeah. So my question is now, or our question is Machlokas the Shach and the Bach. Okay, there in Siman Tzadik Daled, when does the clock start ticking?
Every
10 reflections
every time.
Oh, so that's but the Shach says Mishas Atchiva. Okay. Even when I this was the case he's talking about, they're talking about the milking spoon and a fleshig pot. I gave a cup of coffee. They learned the other way. Same difference. Milking spoon and a fleshig. So for 24 hours now, this milking spoon has a status of bas v'chalav, right? But 24 hours from when? Okay, 24 hours. So the shach says mishas hatchiva, from when you first put it into that meat. Okay, afilu ena bas yom shasha bishav v'chalav. Okay? So obviously, when it becomes Basim Cholov, says the Bach, not so clear. The Bach says, is Pirisha Dino Tok Meisleis Litashmish Harishon. I mean, Acha Meisleis Tashmish Harishon, Afu Tok Meisleis Tashmish, Eno Oser. Okay? Ain't no officer. Elam kench kishachaz the tachbuv mashi shtam shem rishona. Av tachbuv mashi shtam shem mishniya. Ain't no officer. Because when I put it in meat, because I have a milking spoon, and I put it in meat, okay, and now later on I put it in meat again, okay. So the clock is ticking from the time that I last used it for milkings. That's the taz. And he says a poshetu. He says that's obvious like that. Okay. Yeah, but it's going to expire. The cool. It's going to expire. It's going to be an ain't no binyomo earlier. Right? Yeah. So that's what he says with Poshetu. So, that's the Machlokas. The question is, what is the Machlokas revolve around? Yeah, it's a Kula. And he, both the Shach and the Bach say Poshetu their way. He says Poshetu that the clock doesn't start ticking, the 24 hours don't start ticking until you put it in the Bas V'Chol, until you create the Bas V'Chol. Okay? And the Bach says, no, you're looking at the Cholov. Right? You have to look into the Cholov. So that's the machlokas, and they both say poshutum, and Rabbi Akiva Eger says it's tarchina. He says poshut, he says poshut. Okay, it's a question, but it may be that this question revolves around our issue. Okay, the blia. Okay, in other words, it may be that the question is: what's the original problem here? The original problem is that this spoon had a blia of challah. Right? That was the original problem. So good, now that 24 hours have passed, that blia is the time it's gone. It's not a problem. Okay? So the clock begins ticking, it's the last time you use it for milchings. Right? So the 24 hours are up, so now whatever, that's if you hold the bus because in Osamachan's Balua, then you consider that original blia. Okay? You have to look at that original blia. But if you say that it's a din in, what do you call it, in creating a new entity of Issa Machmas Atzmo, well then for states it doesn't start until you create Bas V'Cholov. We disregard, I don't care about the Blia, I don't care if that Blia, that original milk, I don't care if that original milk is now Nosin Tam of Kam, who cares? Okay, we have a new item here, we have a new spoon that has the Blia Bas V'Cholov. You follow? So that's another thing that may revolve around this question. Okay, so that's another question, what if in between the pot, use it for water, other nothing you can take a look. The placing talks about, what about the afer afterwards? He just says the place in the end, 53, so called the Dalit, says, what about after it was all burnt up? is the eid from mutter. It says Kazar Rama 53. The pasuk halavatzman omenu kvarim afil afro aser. Okay, so he writes the loshayshli suffik leman damar yefshal sof to aser. Koshkin leman damar yefshal sof to mutter. The lechula alma kamosh Kazar Rama iborulon the nischat atam achalav in aboser. I have also mutter rak yefshal sof to. Ilu ba eliyo yoyin and the rabbi comes and says there's nothing left there be mutter. Okay, so if so, him came in Israel off about it, problem with Tom Cholam, and it's going to be here. Cain Echi Osir. On the other hand, it's not a matter of, you know, the Tom anymore. It's a new Chefta Basu Chol. That question wouldn't be able to be posed. Okay, I think you get the idea. Okay, that's a question, you know, how Basu Cholam works. It's a different than Shari Surim that it's, it might be Nisha Machmas Natsum. It creates a new Chefta Basu Bichol, but versus Basu Bichol. And you can look up the various Nafkaminas and, okay, we'll stop over here. Okay.
Recording stopped.
All right. So, yeah, we're sure we're waxing in Tova. So, meetings with Yom Kippur. And a joyful Sukkot. And,